It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone. You are listening live to the Intuition Hour. Sorry, we're a little behind here. Technology rules, as you all know. It is 12:05 p.m. here on the East Coast of Central Florida. I am so excited to be with all of you. Today is January the 13th, 2025. Happy full moon in Cancer, everyone. I know you're all coming off of a wonderful show with Mark Husson, and I'm super excited for everyone to be gaining, for all of you to be gaining so much knowledge from him every week. I do as well. For many, many years now, I am super grateful, as you all know. I want to say good morning. We had a little problem this morning getting the banner up, and you know, sometimes I'm kind of singing a little bit this morning, and yet it's really because I'm getting to be with you today. There is so much going on in the world. Hanging on to that word gratitude, thankfulness, the spirit of generosity, everything that we all represent being here, and we have babies everywhere. I'm so excited about that. They remind us of what hope is, what life is. I do love that cat. Good morning. Serena's baby too, I heard in the background. I'm so all about it. And you know, there's so much going on. My heart goes out to all of you in LA. I have very, very dear friends who are experiencing so, so much around that. And these are the moments when we have to gather and do what we can for each other. And I definitely have a lot of people close to my heart there. So it's been a whirlwind. It's been, of course, an emotional roller coaster for everyone. I know that many of us, if you're connected to people there, my heart goes out to you and your families and everybody else on the planet, because everyone has really gathered in our humanity, you know. And this isn't really what we ever expect. And at the same time, we have become as a society so used to, I want to say trauma in some way. And unfortunately, we've acclimated to so many things that we've learned along the way there are no words really for what's happening out there, but there we learn along the way how to be more supportive or perhaps be more present for those who need us. And we learn how to give any way we can. And so that's what I encourage all of you to do. I am super grateful that you're all here. I love the Cancer energy. You know, I am surrounded by it. At both work and home. So I could give you guys some great insight on that. I will also, I thought I had this going on. So I think, let's see, I'm actually able to do something that I'm normally not able to do. So let's do something. I did put my class in the chat room. I know you guys had a heads up on Mark's show, so I don't want to spend a whole lot of time. But at the same time, I have been spending some time somehow for many years. I've been, or I shouldn't say too many, because I did show my face there from time to time over the last couple of years. I have some students in the room with me this morning, but I just want to say I am coming back to 1-2 Academy strong. It had to be the moment in time where something stimulated me enough to start channeling information, new information, layered information. And I just kept writing and writing and writing. And we're going to bring that to you over at 1-2 Academy. It's a really, it's not a, what did Mark say? It's not an ordinary it's not so ordinary tarot. It's definitely outside of that. It's bringing you to different layers or levels, and it's hoping to remove some of your fears around what it really is, and not just about the cards. Many of you, I don't know how, if you have any questions, please go ahead and I welcome you in the chat room to ask questions about it. Some of us have some confusion around our upbringing or around our belief system or around how can we really get a message from this tangible item, where how do we go outside of that? And what I did this time and what I'm bringing to you this time is definitely going a little outside of that and bringing you to new dimensions of yourself, you know, really accessing that divine place within yourself to seek and receive guidance from your world, from what goes on inside of you and on the external as well. It's definitely, no matter where you are on your journey, we welcome you. I am super excited for some returning students, no doubt. And also new, if you are brand new to my classes, I welcome you. It is definitely going to fuel you no matter where you are on your journey, your spiritual path. It will bring you to more discovery and insight. So I'm excited for that. I am so happy to see all of you in the room. Lois, good morning. Lori, good morning. Tara, Rebecca, and Lara, my heart goes out to you. We are definitely praying for your city. Renee and Jim. And who else? Maureen, hi. Kat, Leona, good morning. She's 6 months today. Happy birthday. Maya, Pamela. Laura, happy birthday to you tomorrow. Hey, Dragon is in the chat room today. C.A. Brooks is with us today. Kay is a one to listen psychic advisor, and C.A. as well, psychic astrologer, and I love having them here. Quelly and Jonathan, my beautiful godsons in the room. Ms. Perez, it's so nice to see you. Lynn, hello, hello. So let's come through. I know we're a little behind today. We had a little bit of a bump, but I had a conversation with a dear friend about her best friend and about the levels and layers. You know, when we have tragedy and trauma, we have to offer some kind of extension of ourselves. And I've been accused many times before. She triggered me to think about the word love, because a month from now, we'll all be thinking about it. It's going to be in our face for the next several weeks. And I say that with a very open heart, but also a multidimensional heart. And so many people in my along the journey accuse me of loving everyone, you know, or being of love, and really using that word. Everyone thinks it's a certain thing, or it has to fit into a certain place, or perhaps we hold it back, or we have boundaries around it, or we have, but really love is meant to be on different layers, and it's limitless. And when we were discussing a friendship, you know, how if we have a connection with another person, even if there isn't maybe a sexual element to it, it can certainly be a level of love that is so, so deep that you can't really live without this person. And I think it brought up a lot of thought, a lot of depth to my feelings and my expression, as well as opening the room to you all about it, because we're going to talk about it. It is a full Cancer moon. It's a very emotional moon. We have connection. Can you or can you not live without a certain person, or do you want to or do you not? You know, how are we attached on the different dimensions or the levels and layers of love? And everyone has a special bond. If we could take some of these layers and bring it back to ourselves and love ourselves the way we learn to love other people, no matter whether you have intimacy, whether you don't have intimacy, whether you any kind of connection that you have on this planet, you learn how to love. And so I'm really, at the same time, we grow through these levels and layers, and we realize the romantic stage doesn't last, and we realize that love is a choice every day. But I wonder if we were to sit with ourselves and ask ourselves, how many people can we truly love? Or how many people can we really express ourselves with and not be afraid or have any contention? If something isn't right, if something isn't working for you, why do we become in fear around taking a step back? Or why do we feel the need to overcompensate? And all of these things are coming up for me. And so my love of teaching has been on the back burner out of some kind of fear, perhaps, or something in me that wasn't really feeling called to come to the table with it, out of fear of maybe judgment, maybe some kind of not giving enough, not really being able to teach the depth of where I wanted to go, and then suddenly it comes through me. And so I return to my love of teaching and the passion that I have for it to be with all of you, no matter where you are. And so I believe it's on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Thank you for asking. But I also believe that we can learn a lot about who we are, how we love, what we're bringing into the world in that capacity. Just for the people out there in California suffering, we still have people here on the East Coast suffering. We have people everywhere, you know, that we want to extend ourselves to. I think going to these deeper places within our spiritual existence, within our spiritual journeys, really helps us reach out in real practical ways in the world and to be able to offer more help. So it's really tapping into that well that I'm encouraging all of you to do. Try to release some of that fear. I'm so over judgment or people being afraid to be judged, because I do it as well. And I really want to bring some of that away from you. You know, I really want to encourage you to go all in and really tap into those messages and layers. I think when we realize, for all of you too, you're accessing your tarot cards, you're accessing your, there is so much grief. There's no question about that. Horrible, horrible grief that we all have to deal with. So I feel highly, empathetic, I want to say. Until you've been through something that you can't control, you don't really know how to express yourself around it. So anything sounds less than what it deserves, you know? And so all of you in California, I know we're all here and we're all gathered as one. And there's definitely talk about digging a well, you know, trying to dig deep into a well for hope. It's a very difficult process. There are no other words. So I want to, but I guess there are more words, because encouraging you to all be your very best for yourselves, it's contagious. And we forget that we can. And when we're going through a lot of external things and a lot of stress, who has the energy for it, you know? And so I definitely feel connected to that. And I feel connected to all of you. So go ahead and start asking away. I'm loving the full moon energy. I read somewhere, and I'm sure Mark went into a lot of this with you guys, but I just want to say that if something resonates as I see it, I want to bring it to you. And I read about going back to 2006 and the stillness of this phase of the moon, how it brings us back to a little bit of that. So it encourages you to take a peek at that time of your life and see where you were and go all in to make this moment even better and maybe bring back some of the topics from that time. I went for another degree which I'm like, oh my gosh. And you guys know, you know, we take it as, to the hill as humans. Oh, don't tell me I have to go back to school again. I don't want to go back to school again. I don't need, you know, I'll go teach. Well, I'm going to teach instead, you know, but it's still the whole vibe of education. For some of you, it may be going after that job you were afraid to go after at that time in your life, or really welcoming and allowing for your relationship to improve. Many of you are in relationships since long before that. How about coming back to 2006 and whatever that was, correct something in yourselves and in your connections that really make things work and help your life flow. And so I think being in the flow is what it's about, especially in this Mars retrograde, encouraging us to take a step back over and over again, to really look at what matters most. And that's really on the table right now. So let's take a look. I love the Cancer vibe. I love having an excuse to bundle up, stay home, stay cozy, not really deal with the outside world too much. I'm sure you all do too, but I'm definitely feeling it. Prayers to California. And you know, I feel this too, and it's important for me to say it. Just because we have different things happening all over the world, we know of these tragedies and traumas all over. We have also questions. Everybody has their own journey. Everybody has their own lives, you know? And we have questions that sometimes I have heard this when there's something going on in the world and we have our lives to tend to. We seem to have this human guilt, I want to say. Our problems sound so trivial compared to so-and-so, and we really, I always say if we compare, we despair, because we all have to keep the way the society and the way our humanness is, we have to keep functioning at our capacity and deal with our own problems and things like that. So please, anytime you're having this problem and you're saying whatever your problem is, whatever issue you're having, whatever hurdle you're about to overcome, be good with that, because it doesn't make it less important in the moment. It's important for your life. So we all have to take care of our own business at home and from within us. And don't worry about, yes, there are things that are so much worse. There's always something could be worse, but you still have to tend to your own things. And so please understand that, and I mean that from my heart. Everyone has importance. Your lives are all important, and what you're going through may not be what somebody else is going through today, but it, you know what I mean? So please understand that, because I feel like I've had some people say, I'm so embarrassed to even bring this up because look what's going on in the world. But you know what? This is how we make the world go round, and it's acceptable to take care of your own things. So please understand that. No one's question is less than. There is a little sleepy time energy. I just saw Maureen saying something about it. I do feel that it's super common to be, okay, we have a question. Thank you. Bring your questions. Tari, yes, you can definitely have that recording. I always love everybody to be with us for the energy and to enter. And this time we're going to engage with each other, but yes, I love that. Maureen, I'm going to come in a minute. Please go ahead and put your questions in the room. Just remember that everybody is as important as the next person in that moment. It is your issue, and we definitely want to help resolve it. The happier we are as a society, or perhaps I think when we have less fear, less doubt, less concern, we're able to help others much more, you know, and we have freedom to help and freedom of mind. Sometimes the brightest things come out of someone with a free mind. So we want to remember that is definitely on the table, okay? All right, let me just see, Maureen, what you asked. Guys, I'm having a little technology bleeps over here too. So Just know I'm with you, and I'm so excited to be here. All right. Maureen, this is for, okay, Logan has an interview now with a big company. Let's take a look. I was thinking, okay, so far, so good, Maureen. But he says the old employer is trying to destroy his reputation. I don't understand. Oh, he's going to kick ass, but I don't know if he's going there. I really don't. I feel like there's another one that may be better. I also feel he has a lot of hope, and I do believe he's going to get hired very quickly. But I don't think, for some reason, I think there's a little bit of a struggle there if he goes there. It's a little, I don't know, I feel one better place for him. Definitely not a no. But I mean, I'm definitely not a no on him getting a job right away, but I'm definitely not a yes on this at the end of the day. I think there is definitely better, but it's a great experience, and it's really, really, I don't know. It's like, it's definitely positive movement for him. I would work with him on releasing that worry about the reputation thing, because we don't align with every person. We don't really, I know he has other references. I feel like there are two other people that can really, really say amazing things for him. And I'm not really, you know, it was not a good experience at the end of the day there. He didn't get what he deserved, and that's obvious. And I feel like he's going to go somewhere else. I like this place. I don't love it. I think there's better, and there's another one. Okay. I think also he's going to handle himself in the next company really, really well. And just not that he didn't last time, but he's learned a lot. And I feel like he's going to really fine tune and hone his skills. And it's great. And I hope that helps. All right. All right. Let's take a peek. Happy full moon, you guys. Maureen, good luck. Let us know. I feel like if he went there, I do have to go one more time. I feel like if he went and took the position, it would, I don't think he's going to be happy there. I'm being a little bold about this, but even if he took it, I don't think it's the right fit. So, I don't think you should discourage it, but I definitely feel that. Okay. It would be about a 5-month stay, I would say. So that's all of it. All right, sweetie. I think there's better. Okay, thank you. All right, let me see who's next now. You guys can tell my voice is going a little bit today. I have definitely Eva, how are you? Happy New Year to you. Let me take a look at you, okay? Her north node moved to Pisces. All right, let's take a look. That gives me a little bit of a nice and easy vibe, you know. Let me just take a look at, yeah. It kind of made me feel almost, I think if anything was going on, let me just go with this, okay? I don't want to, I'm going to put the cards aside for a minute. I feel this strongly. Anything that was frenetic going on in your world, all of this, if there was drama or a little upheaval or some change or some confusion like this, I think a nice, easy vibe is going to come in. So it feels quiet. And sometimes we're not used to being quiet. This is for all of you. How many of you get quiet and you're like, oh my God, what's wrong? Something going on? Do I need to stir something up for myself? Even though if we're not, we may not be conscious of it, but we do it all the time. Oh my goodness, is something happening? You know, what's next? We get those moments of silence or peace, and then we have to stir up the pot or think of the worst case scenario. And so I feel a moment of peace for you. And I also feel like you're going to be growing in your intuition leaps and bounds. Here's some messages for you. Don't ignore your intuition. I feel very strong guide energy that wants to come through. He is a gentleman. He's an older man. He feels like grandfather, father energy from the other side, though. He's a bit light on the hair, you know, and he is watching over you. I almost want to feel like it's a lineage thing. I feel like great-grandfather or grandfather. And I definitely see protection from that being. You know, there may have been in a wheelchair when they were here or get around a little more with difficulty, but they're definitely free and with you. And kind of what I see now are the wheels turning forward. And so you're going into a new phase of your life, and you may feel this. And so I really love that for you as well. Let me just see one other thing here. I just want to I want to connect with you here for a moment, but you are definitely rolling along is what I feel coming up, beating things up a little. You know, it's been quiet or it will even get better. Yeah, there's going to be some swift. Let me just take another peek at you and then we'll go on. But so far, that's what I'm picking up on for you in your space. And I also feel like you may be getting messages that you haven't received before from the other side as well. So you have so much protection there. And you may be tapping into things you once didn't or couldn't or didn't even think about. Or I think that this year, also, every time you, I think you're this way, but I know for many of you, how many of you, and please go ahead and tell and share your stories. How many of you have gone against something that you absolutely know you shouldn't, and then you didn't listen to yourself, and then you're kicking yourself in the ass, you know? How often does that happen? And I kind of feel a little bit like we can't do that this year, okay? I see great news. I do feel you're coming into a place of confidence. I feel a lot of spiritual growth, new beginnings. Also, remember this, and for all of you as well, and I love this Cancer moon, the stillness of it, the fluffiness of it. I think about marshmallows. I'm like such a foodie. But I want to share with all of you, you're allowed, you know, this is the eating moon. You can do whatever, you can eat whatever you want as long as you're safe. Maybe stay away from the bugs, but nevertheless, it is an excuse to eat, so we'll use it. And it's about the comfort of it all, you know, that fluffiness. Sometimes we try too hard and we miss the mark. It's like a step beyond watching a pot of water boil and it never boils. We try too hard and we miss something along the way. Or What if something's there already and you can't see it yet, but it's there? And I think about all these things and the layers of what is what you all possess is amazing and miraculous gifts. I believe today is a miraculous day as well. I believe this moon is going to bring miracles for people. I don't feel that way. You know, today I do. And I believe that it has the ability to help you manifest without trying too hard. And so please remember that as well. Eva, I feel all of this for you. And you know how we go through phases where things are so difficult, we feel like we have to try even harder, or we don't really understand why things are suddenly turning for the... Can we believe that things are going to turn for the better after they've been kind of negative for a long time? Probably not. We need proof. And so how about the proof is going to arrive? You know, that's how I feel. Okay, I'm going to go on. I saw a couple of you now. All right, Becky, let's see what you have to say. In March, I need to move. I'm debating moving in with a new friend, Lauren, but feel like it's expensive for what it is. Housing is not easy to find in this mountain community, so I don't want to say no and keep looking. Take a look at you. And how about we go about it this way? I feel like I could look at you and Lauren first to see how it would be. Okay, here we go. For some reason, the number 9 is very, very here. It's very present for you. I don't know what number 9 means, but I definitely feel it. And let's take a look at you and Lauren. I'm going about it in a different way because I feel like we can get a more clear bottom line is, are you all going to get along? Let's, you know, a new friend. I feel she's a, you know, wonderful person. I like the vibe and all of that, but let's just take a look. Okay. Another thing, Becky, let me look first. Something is ringing in my ear for you all. Yeah, there's that 9. There's that hermit energy.
Feeling good from where you all are coming into the end of the year. I have seen so much growth. Good morning, everyone. So much growth and progress this year. So I know I'm grateful and I'm sure you are as well. Gail, good morning.
Was there anything you looked at, you thought about? This looked good to me. I see how the money is a little expensive, but honestly, I feel like it'll be there for you. It's okay, that piece. I like the spirit of generosity around the two of you as a friendship. I don't see anything negative happening, so I'm good with that piece. Now it's a matter of, is there something from the past that you thought about returning to? Or somewhere you planned on going but didn't? Because that, to me, triggers that hermit energy. And it is also, I guess I can look at it like a move, but it brings back something from the past, so that's important. There's also a question of quiet wisdom about that hermit. Do you like being alone? Would you prefer being alone? Becky, I'm totally open to it. I'm not getting a no. It does show me March, definitely, for you moving. You know, it shows another layer. Like we were just talking about the layers of love, and for all of you, you know, sometimes people say, oh, they're afraid of that word. They're, you know, it has so many meanings. We can love our pets. We can love our people. We can love our work. We can, there's so many different meanings to it. This brings in another dimension for you of love. So I like that piece. Now, let me see what she said, everyone. And I do like it. Number nine. Yes, interesting. There's a nine around that place or the number or something like that. Is there anything from the past that's coming up? It's very definitely a learning experience when we look at the hermit, right? And we look at the ninth house. So that I like too. I'm not a no, shockingly. I'm cautious for all of you. I want to protect you. I'm definitely not a, you know, if anybody's going to negate something, my little other side of self, it would be me for you to protect you, but I don't have that. I have like, I'm open. I feel psychically open for you to do it, but do not be surprised if something else hits you and you have this moment of insight, where you may say, okay, let me see what she said. Okay. Thanks for taking a look. Okay, honey. Yeah. I don't know what that is from the past. Something. No, I don't feel bad about it, Peggy. I think the spirit of generosity on ourselves is also being, we're in a Cancer moon, and I have a lot of nerve in Capricorn sun to say this because it's really about safety and security. Sometimes feeling safe and secure is about opening ourselves to more generosity or opening ourselves to receiving more. And so if you pay more, you're going to receive more. Perhaps you'll earn more like this, or I don't know. There's something about it. I think the location also can call for like a good place to write, because I love that hermit energy. And I do hope that all helps. Okay. I feel good. I think you're going to really go within and think about it hard. I don't know if there's better. But I understand the financial piece, and you can't be rash. I'd be kicking and screaming against it for you, though. And I'm not. So that's a good sign. Laura, where'd you go? I said I was going to tell you guys something also for the moon. My age is starting to show, so I guess I lost my thought, guys. How about that? Teasing. We'll get to it again. I'm sure it'll come back. I think it's about patience as well until next month. I don't think this Mars retrograde could have been any longer for any of us, right? But I do feel there is something about it that is reminding us to be patient. So please be patient. All right, let me just take a look. Okay, Becky said she can't recall anything from the past. So that's a sign to me, meaning I wanted to rule it out. But at the same time, I still feel good about what you going forward. And again, it's about releasing the fear. If I thought it was going to put you in a bad situation, I would tell you, okay, financially. But I don't feel that. I actually think it feels safe and comfortable and loving. And again, another layer, you know. All right, let me go to Laura. Happy, happy birthday to you. And let's take a look. Yeah.
I know you're probably going to think I'm nuts right off the get-go, but now you have your puppy. Would you get another puppy is my question. Now, I'm going to look at the whole year here, but I know it's kind of weird that I'm throwing that out there. Somewhere in my vision, it's showing. There's another. It could, you know, maybe it could be your friend, something, but I don't know. I want to say that first and foremost. Get it out of my way here, and let me just look ahead, okay? I also feel I think you're going to put some attention on yourself this year as well and balance this out because maybe your ability, so your puppy has some amazing healing energies, right? And everything looks great. I feel like you're absorbing a lot of that. You're gaining an ability to do a lot of healing. I see a very successful year ahead. I also feel a lot of coziness in the home, fixing up some space in the home as well. I love that. I do see more abundance this year, but I also see some manifesting for you as well. So whatever it is, you obviously you've been showing us this now for a couple of years or more. Anything you put your mind to, you're able to manifest in a profound manner. And, you know, working with animals is a gift to begin with, but I see more and I also feel more for you. So in a very physical sense this year, you are able to manifest for yourself and also do a lot of healing. So any physical energy, anything that's really, anything that's really bothering you, it's almost like it's a magical thing, you know? It feels instant, really. So I feel a very, very good. No puppy, she said. I don't know about that. I see more puppy energy, so let's see. She's probably like, how about we go into the autumn of 25? You know what I mean? No, don't shoot the messenger. I can't help it. I see baby. I see something. I see another dog. I see, could be a friend. I don't know. I'm not backing down. Sorry. No, I'm teasing you. I think you're going to have a good year though. And I feel like it's different. I don't feel like there's, right now it's about, I think you're like, okay, what do I do next? Where do I go next? How do I do this? Watch a little inflammation also in your body, but you'll fix it, like correct it, like fast. You know, that magician energy is very strong. I think that's the card of the year for you. Where before it was a little different. You're definitely coming into a better time, a taking action time. And also in the home, maybe updating something, you know? I hope that helps. I feel like I'm missing someone else. Let me just take a look. Hold on. Harry, I see your question. I'm going to get there in a second. I'm just laughing at myself for forgetting what I wanted to tell all of you. There's something else I had to share. And I know I was talking about missing the mark. I know I talked about love a little bit because 'tis the season. Really getting into a vibe for yourselves. As far as self-love goes, it's a big deal. I know sometimes we hear about it when we're, especially when we're on like a relationship journey or we're looking for new love or we're in love or we feel like we're in love or whatever it may be. No matter where you are in your relationship life, having a relationship with yourself is first and foremost. How fast and how easily we forget that, but nothing else. You know what I mean? And so I feel like I'm going to encourage more of that this year. It definitely feeds into your gifts and
really bringing you better things by manifesting more of your natural gifts. And we forget during these times. It's so scary in the world that we absorb the energy. We forget we're absorbing the energy. Sometimes we have to keep ourselves in check about where it's coming from. We're going to take a look at Carrie's granddaughter to see where she's going to, because she's going to college in the fall. All right, so I'm going to go about this in a different way also. What we learn when we have questions that can seem as, even if you're a new reader or I call myself an old reader, but I am getting older, guys. Any of you, if you've been reading for a long time, whether short or lifelong, you know, when someone asks you a question, we get limited on trying to answer the question the way it's coming through. But what you can learn over time is adjusting the question or coming, I want to say, let's not beat around the bush, let's just get to it by asking spirit another question to get to the bottom line faster, or this is what we learn in time, you know? So I'm kind of going around the mulberry bush here to get to the answer. So Carrie's question is, and this is some of what I want to teach you down the road because, and in 1-2 Academy. And by the way, I'm not posting how many, we're going to be there every week, and we're going to take breaks when we feel we need to take a break as a group for a week. So I want to carry it through the year as I've done in past year, in previous years up until, you know, recently, but I'm coming back and I want to stay there and I want to be with you every week. So the bottom line is, we're going to learn these roundabout things as we go. And we want to get to an answer that we feel aligned with. And we also want to get to an answer that we believe in. And we want to leave it there. We don't want to play with it. We don't want to try to change God's mind, the universe's mind, and where our message is. The divine is in us, you know. So we don't want to play with that. But we want to encourage a positive outcome. We want to try to align with what we, and sometimes we need proof, you know. Harry is worried that her granddaughter is going to probably go to the South, which is where her focus is. So let's take a look, okay? I was trying to get a boomerang to bring her back to Idaho, but we keep getting a tug down, so yeah. She has a calling. I'm in the South right now, so I just feel that. I feel like she will look. I tried to get a boomerang to bring her back to Idaho, you know, coming from the South to the North, South to the North. Can't get it. I can't get her out of the South visually. And then in my cards, you know, it shows really good cards. She has some past life energy down in the South. And I feel like she'll be really comfortable doing it, going there, working really hard. The only thing that could occur to keep her in Idaho would be a job that she wouldn't leave or want to leave. That is my only if, but right now they're pulling me to the South and her as well. And it's a very, very strong, positive thing. So that's where I'm at for now. Okay. I know we never want them to leave, but, I'm feeling she's called to it and I don't know if I can get her in, out of it. So that's it. That's my answer. Right now I'm definitely South for that. Okay. All right. If I haven't gotten to you, I just want to tell you all, I want to thank you for a great 1-2 day all over at 1-2 Listen. For those of you who, you know, aren't, or it's a very hard time. I think we know financially, and we love having our 1-2 day because it's so great. You know, the computers change our rates. It's a lot of fun and exciting. It's a great day to call if you're not able to do it most days. Okay. So just remember for next month, It's really fun, and I think that is a good day to keep in mind. Lara, I'll definitely talk to you soon privately. I will have something to say about that. I'm super grateful for all of you being here. Pamela, you too. I love the word marvelous. But it is a challenging time right now. So my prayers again in California. I so love being with you guys every week here on 12radio.com. I want to thank Serena for being our producer. And the amazing Lori Love is coming up next. Please stay tuned. Bye, everyone.